It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The switch to electric cars is a key issue in the auto workers' strike that's now begun at three locations. I'm David Brancaccio. With contract negotiations ongoing, the United Auto Workers Union is now on strike. For the first time, it's against all of the so-called big three car makers at the same time, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, the Amsterdam-based company that absorbed Chrysler Jeep. It's a limited strike at three plants, Wayne near Detroit, Toledo, and in Wentzville, Missouri. A narrow walkout allows room for escalation if negotiations remain stuck. It's a strategy that also makes the union's $825 million fund to help compensate striking workers last much longer than the 77 days it would last if everybody walked off the job at once. The dispute is about wages and benefits, but it's also about the future of a changing industry. Let's go to Michigan, where we find Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Good morning.
Hello, David.
Let's start with this conundrum at the White House. President Biden calls himself the most pro-labor president in history, and he's facing pressure to support the UAW here, but also he has responsibility for keeping the economy chugging along. He's going to be in the middle.
Oh, the poor guy is stuck. He may have the unsolvable problem. I mean, the UAW has said, don't take us for granted. We're not necessarily going to support you. So he has to lean that way, but he has to keep the U.S. competitive. He has to worry about the economy. And, you know, he's the president, but he doesn't have all that much power. All he can do is kind of jawbone them.
Jawbone them. Policy can enter into this. There's talk of setting up some kind of federal help for small auto industry suppliers. I mean, not the big car companies, but network the ecosystem of companies that feed the auto industry out there.
That's sort of a sideways way of approaching it. It won't solve the strike, the big strike, but it will help some unionized workers at these smaller suppliers that surround every assembly plant. So it's a way of him saying, hey, labor, look, I'm doing something for you, even though I can't get you what you want in the big strike.
Now, we've been doing a lot of coverage over wage demands and the push to switch back to guaranteed monthly payments for pensions, those systems. But as electrification proceeds, car companies are dealing with a lot of non-union competition, but the UAW wants to know that if a person can't work in a gas or diesel-powered engine plant anymore, that there will be union work for them at an electric car or battery plant. The union doesn't want, I don't know, electrification to be a car company strategy for de-unionization.
Yeah, and this is where both sides probably have their backs against the wall. You can understand that workers want to keep their jobs. Technology changes, sure, but that doesn't mean I want to be out of work, does it? On the other hand, the car companies have their backs against the non-union competition wall. They already are at a cost disadvantage, and the last thing they need is for that cost disadvantage to widen. So, you know, you could be in a situation where short-term UAW workers get bigger pay, some more guarantees, but those guarantees don't protect their jobs against non-union competition from Tesla or from non-US companies. They could win the strike battle and lose the jobs for life war.
It's happened before, right? If you go back in the history of the auto industry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, the big three ruled. They had 80 or 90% market share. Then their costs, you know, vis-a-vis the new imports, which at that time were from Japan, got out of line. Today, the big three have 50%. That's all, 50% market share in the U.S. So we have seen this movie before.
Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The news agency Reuters is reporting this morning that media entrepreneur Byron Allen is making a bid for ABC, which is currently owned by Disney. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, first of all, why might Disney be inclined to sell ABC?
Well, Disney CEO Bob Iger talked about that on CNBC over the summer, David. He said he was reassessing Disney's role in traditional TV. Of course, it owns ABC, ESPN, a number of regional TV stations. Iger told CNBC the TV side, quote, may not be core to Disney. He's restructuring Disney, slashing spending, laying people off, and he's focused on trying to make Disney's streaming business profitable.
Streaming. Now, Disney issued a statement yesterday. Does it confirm any of these reports that ABC could be sold?
No, but it does say Disney is, quote, open to considering a variety of strategic options for its broadcast and cable operations. It goes on to say Disney has made no decision with respect to the divestiture of ABC or any other property.
And tell us more about Byron Allen. In a PBS interview last year, Allen pointed out that when he bought the Weather Channel, it made it the first Black-owned mainstream news channel. A highly successful entrepreneur, he also found success as a stand-up comedian.
He did, and he got into the media business in 1993 when he founded Entertainment Studios. Later, he started Allen Media Broadcasting. He acquired the Weather Channel in 2018, and he's bought a string of local TV stations. Now Reuters is reporting he bid $10 billion for ABC, plus the FX and National Geographic channels.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you very much. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jordan Manji. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Jerez, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.